Now, the reason we played that, Neil, and,
wasn't there?
And Brendan, is that last night was the opening night of the production company's second show for the year. Their first one, of course, was Hello Dolly. And Jesus Christ Superstar opened last night at the State Theatre, at the Arts Centre. A tough one. It's such a very famous famous piece of music.
Don't give it away. Don't give the ending away, David.
Don't give the ending away. Boom, boom. Very adventurous production. Very modern.
Yep.
The set was excellent because it's always a stripped-back version when the production company do it because they don't have the budget of a major musical. And they only rehearse for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that, you know, it's very good. And it only runs for about 2 weeks as well. This one, I think, is running a little bit longer because it is a very well-known piece. And it's also, I think, it's going to Adelaide or somewhere else.
Okay.
It's moving on because it's a co-production. It's not just the production company this time around. Rob Mills is in the lead role of Jesus. A lot of people were questioning it. And mainly because, you know, we all know him, you know, Australian Idol, you know, bad reputation along the way. But he does a lot of musicals. And the part of Jesus, I don't know if you guys have seen it at all.
No, I haven't seen it.
God, I can't believe you've got to see it. Have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have seen the movie, Brendan?
You've got to see the movie as well. Because Jesus' role is, he's a very meek and mild person, and Rob does it quite well. Very feely, touchy with the rest of the cast. The cast, the vocals are amazing, and everyone works very, very hard. Judas is the big role, it's pretty much he has all the big songs, and Zoe Francesco is the guy that played him. Again, a lot of people weren't really all that thrilled with him, but I thought he was all right. Mary was played by Kate Soprano did it in one of the versions of it here in Australia, and that was the version. I thought that this girl last night's voice was better than Kate Soprano. It was so powerful, her voice. It was, you know, like the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. It was so good. And her name is Anita Childsy. You know the music, you know the story. It was very moving at the end. The crucifixion is there is a crucifixion. Other productions I've seen, they often just stand on a cross and it disappears. This was, there for full view.
Yep.
And by that stage, his body was fairly beaten up. Obviously not really. Really, the orchestra was amazing, a fantastic orchestra. Sets were great. The chorus did themselves proud. The vocals, it was a highlight. It really was the chorus vocals. So, if you like Jesus Christ Superstar, and go and support the production company anyway. We're lucky that they put on shows like this. So we should be very honoured that we have it here in Melbourne, the home of musical theatre in Australia. And if you maybe don't like one or two of the people playing starring roles, you'll fall in love with the show anyway. And as I said, costumes are fantastic too.
Yeah, and I've been to other production company sort of productions, and I find that they really are very sort of easy to watch. And they're really, really great. Great sort of, because it's highlights of music, and like you said, because they strip back the sort of design and the sets, it just makes it more about the music, basically.
Yeah.
And really good.
And it's often hard going on an opening night of a production company because they actually say it's not until about the fifth performance that it becomes really good because they've only had 2 weeks to rehearse it together, and then and they're on stage and they're sort of semi still getting it right. They did a good job, so I would highly recommend it.
Definitely worth going to see.
Yep. Okay. And it's playing at the Arts Centre right now, and so bookings just through the Arts Centre.
You're here on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.